Today I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do what they call a homiletic prayer, which is from the gospel that I just read, put into prayer to God what contains the gospel. This is one way for those who hear the scripture and are touched by the scripture to pray to God in what they heard. So if you close your eyes and let the Holy Spirit guide me to pray the prayers that we all need to hear. Oh, Heavenly Father, we heard your prayers today in the gospel. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to forgive others as you've forgiven us, to ask for forgiveness. Help us, Lord, because we are weak. We're not strong. We can't do anything without you. Be there for us always, Lord, so we can always do your will. Help us to love our enemies, love those who hate us, be understanding for them, and not be cruel or imitate them. It is hard in this world, Lord, for all the things that go on, for the people who are ambitious and take advantage of others. Help us not be the same. Help us to help those who are poor, those who need from us, that we can, through our generosity, help them, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be strong and to get closer to you, to lend to others who need from what we have, and not to expect anything. Lord, we want you to give us a measure for what we do. We want to be able to receive in heaven all the good that we've done here on earth. That we do all things through our hearts, Lord. That we do all with love. And if we do things with love, then we know we are doing it through the freedom of our hearts, Lord. We're not doing it just to get reward, but to follow your will. Help us, Lord, to be strong and not weak, to not give in to temptations, to do what's right, to confess our sins and recognize our weaknesses so we can be strong, Lord. Help us, Lord, to follow the right path, the path that leads to you, and not to do the wrong things. Help us not to judge others so we cannot be judged, not to condemn others so we cannot always be condemned, not to fall into gossip and hatred and do the judgment of others that is not right, not fair. To do what you say, to treat others the way we like to be treated, Lord. Because we want to do your will here on earth, Lord. We want to do the good that you want us to do. Help us not get caught up in the problems of the world and the sins of the world. We know that there's always problems all over the world, and even our church that fall into sin. But we sometimes forget the good that the church does, the good that most of the priests, most of the religious that do for you, for those who serve you here in the church, Lord. They get covered sometimes by the wrong that is committed. And when it's the majority that is done, it's always good, and we forget that. Remind us, Lord, the good that your church does, because Jesus is the body of the church and we are the body of Christ. Help us to follow Christ in his vision to make his church grow. To help us, Lord, be generous when we should be generous, to be loving when we should be loving, to be forgiven when we should be forgiven, and to ask for forgiveness, we need to get forgiven. Help us, Lord, to get closer to you, that the Holy Spirit guides us, open our minds to do your will here on earth, that we always continue to follow you wherever you want us to go, to not to fall into temptation and let the evil one control us. because Jesus gave his life for us and he conquered the evil one. So through Jesus, Lord, strengthen us so we can conquer the evil one and do and follow Christ. Help us to be merciful. Help us to give, because we know, Lord, that when we give, you always bless us. We know that we don't have to look at the reasons to give, but to give because we know it's the right thing to do. Help us grow closer to you in goodness, in kindness, in merciful, in love, in forgiveness. Help us measure out to others what they need. And you, God, will always give us what we need in 100-fold. We can testify to that, Lord, because we have experienced your love and your generosity in us for all the good we do. Help us always, Lord, to do what's right and to learn from the word of the gospel and be example out and be a light in the community so others can grow closer to you and know you through us. Strengthen us, Lord, to overcome these hurdles that face us every day, to make our families grow closer to you with our love and attention, to be a spirit out in the community that others can see that you reside in us. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless us and take care of us and attend our needs as we attend the needs of others. And we ask this to Christ, our Lord. Amen. I want to talk briefly about last week. They spoke at the Mass about the Catholic's appeal. And I just want to remind everybody that we need to reach our goal of $181,000. And it is important that as many parishioners as possible make pledge to support the appeal. Again, we thank everyone who has already responded by mail or at Mass last weekend. If you have not supported our Catholic appeal, we encourage you to consider doing so this year. No gift is too small. For those of you who were not here last week, our Catholic appeal emblems can be picked up in the back of the church in the baskets in each of the corner. Once completed, they can be placed either in the first or second collection basket at any Mass at any weekend. So give generously and help support your parish so the parish can continue doing the good it is doing out there and the diocese can continue doing. We remembered with the hurricanes that were, the church through Catholic Charities was able to go out to help them. And it's through the Catholic appeals that they have the funds to do that. So please remember to support your parish and support your church. And may God bless you all. Amen.